Welcome back to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. You can find us on the FM, on the AM, on the digital, on the satellite, and online at npr.org. And you may not know this, but we also play in the bathrooms at NPR headquarters in Washington, D.C.
Is that true?
It is true. I'm Robert Smith.
I'm Allison Stewart, and I'm a little flabbergasted by that. Coming up, new music for the new year. You want to know more about Kate Nash or the Cool Kids before everyone else does? Then stick around.
Give a little shout-out for the people in the bathroom now.
But first, the news with Rachel Martin. I'm Disturbed.
This is NPR.
Hey, guys. Rescuers in Nepal are searching icy river waters today for more than 100 people feared dead after a steel footbridge collapsed. At least 15 people have been confirmed dead and dozens injured. 500 people crossed the bridge over the Berry River as they were on their way to a village fair about 300 miles west of Kathmandu. The long bridge snapped under the weight and hundreds of people went tumbling into the water. Rescue efforts continue today. A gas pipeline in Nigeria has exploded, killing at least 34 people. The explosion happened yesterday near the main city of Lagos. The pipeline carries gasoline imported for domestic use from the Lagos port to inland depots across the country. Nigerian officials say most of the victims were women and children who had crowded at the scene with cans and buckets in hopes of collecting fuel for sale or personal use. More than 400 people died in two similar pipeline explosions there in 2006. Authorities blame the disasters on criminal gangs who break into the pipelines to siphon fuel for sale. Making a turn now to other news, Jay-Z is stepping out of the corner office. After running Def Jam Records as president since 2005, the rapper and music mogul announced this week he'll be resigning as of January 1st. The 38-year-old hip-hop star announced his departure in a statement saying it was time for him to take on new challenges. Jay-Z, whose real name is Sean Carter, took the job after deciding to retire from his music performing career. But that didn't last too long. And last month, the recording artist saw his latest album, American Gangster, open on the top of the charts. Officials with Def Jam's parent company, Vivendi, say the rapper will continue to record for the company's Rockefeller label, which he co-founded in 1996. Finally, a Christmas birth story. Far from the manger in Bethlehem, this babe was born near a bus stop in Pennsylvania with the help of an unsuspecting police officer. Here's the story. Sergeant Stephen Rocher got up before dawn on Christmas to deliver a few more presents to his mother's house. On his way through North Philly, he heard a woman screaming for help. She was lying on the sidewalk near a bus stop about to give birth. Rocher, a longtime transit officer, said employees get annual CPR training, but, quote, nothing about delivering babies, end quote. Still, he managed to figure it out, and moments after the baby was born, he flagged down a colleague who took the baby girl and her parents to the nearest hospital. That's the news, and it is always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.